This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You know what makes this show work sometimes? Well, it doesn't, you know, if you want to call it work. Daddy and I will express our opinions like last night, and then today we won't talk much about it, and then we'll just start the show. Now, coming up on the show today, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And
if you've got a fancy question, love to have it from you.
Yeah, fire it off to our email, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, Chad Martson from the Cox Classic is going to join us because they have talked about the two guys that are going to be receiving exemptions. One of them is McCook's Brandon Crick. We'll talk to him about that. And we'll also talk about a couple of other things, changes with the Cox Classic, which is, if you're not really familiar with it, it's the nationwide tour golf event in Omaha. That's what all the players look forward to, and it's fun, it's a party, it's great golf, it's low scores. But the Golf Channel is not going to be there this year. Very strange. I think the Golf Channel now is showing so much more PGA that it's actually getting away from the nationwide. They got the senior tour, they show some of the women's golf, and the overseas and what's going on the European tour. And I actually learned something in talking and setting up the interview that I did not know, and we'll pass that along to you as we talk to Chad coming up. NBA Finals get underway tonight. Let's get this out of the way so we don't forget. I'll take Boston.
Oh, you can't. Now you know. You can't do that to me. Because you know I'm going to take Boston as well. I've been riding the hot streak all throughout the Eastern final, you know, the Eastern playoffs. I will take Boston. Hey, this starting five never lost. Derek, who you like?
I like the Lakers in six.
Lakers in six. Your MVP of the deal is it easy, Kobe?
Yeah, absolutely. And with a huge contribution from Pau Gasol.
Yeah, it's up to Pau. Now, this will be interesting to see how they attack. Wallace has got to play good for Boston. But I guess I keep seeing that Boston has beaten these one-man teams. LeBron, Superman, now Kobe. Now, Kobe maybe has a little bit more. But one of the things they've already been talking about is how much better the Boston bench is. So I'm going to go there. Also, NHL last night, Philadelphia gets on the board. Very exciting game, but the problem is everything is overshadowed by what else went on yesterday, and let's just get after it, because Ken Griffey Jr. should be the story, retiring, and we'll touch on that in a little bit.
And he's not at all, really.
No, we'll touch on that, because one of his greatest moments that immediately comes to mind when you think of Ken Griffey Jr. is twofold for me on how great it is, and you'll probably figure out what that moment is. But, Daddy, we've got to talk about, and again, you know, it's too bad that they've got to bring Don Denkinger back up, because obviously he never did blow a call in the World Series. I mean, he got that call right in the 1985 World Series. Jim Joyce, and I will begin, and then I will let, you know, I think maybe I have a little stronger feeling on this than you do, so I'll start. What's taken so long? That's all they've talked about since the moment big room of people last night were watching it, you know, on in the background. It's one of those things that, oh, wow, perfect game. So you're paying attention in the ninth inning when ESPN cuts in. And immediately, you know, you don't mean to yell out loud, but I wasn't the only one who just, it was a little bit more than a gasp, but it was like, no, when they called him safe. First, it was unbelievable that it was a play like that. And then immediately you're thinking, God, I hope he was safe. He wasn't. The guy was out. Bud Selig, as Bill Callahan would say, you crusty old, you get this done within the hour. What are you waiting for? Colin Cowherd just talked about it up to the top here. There is no debate. You overturned the call. This was not a second out in the fifth inning call. This was the last. I mean, the game is over. It is over with the correct call. There was no more baseball to be played had the correct call been made. So that's the first point. Second point is, as they have said, this is going to bring up all the replay talk, and in every other sport it would have been overturned. It's common sense. All of America wants this to be overturned. Jim Joyce wants it. You can get Jim Joyce off the hook if you feel sorry and you don't want him to be remembered as Don Dankinger and McClellan and some of the other guys that have made calls that have ended up standing that were incorrect. Overturn it by the time baseball starts today. And we got the Royals at 110. Overturn. I mean, everybody wants you to overturn the call, so just do it. Just do it. There is nothing. And anybody that wants to go to the absolute extreme of being a baseball purist, you can't even hold an argument on this one. There is no argument. There is no argument. Everybody in the world knows he was out. The players on both teams, the umpire that made the call, Major League Baseball, everybody that has seen it knows it. So what are we waiting for? We are not changing. You know, we're not fixing the oil spill here. It's not that tough. Finish the deal, Bud Selig. What are you waiting for? We don't need a committee. You're the commissioner. Get the decision done and have it overturned. By the end of this show, at 12 noon, that needs to be overturned. I can't believe it's taken this long.
Well, Doug, I think you're exactly right. I think this is the player's reaction. The pitcher standing there with his glove and his hand on his head. You know, you got Cabrera over there just like, I can't believe what's happening right here. I did not like, I told Derek this before the show started, I did not like at the end of the game, yes, it was apparent the guy blew the call. Yeah, why wouldn't the guys in a perfect game situation, a game that it wasn't 1-0, it wasn't coming down to, this was an overpowering dominant performance. Why wouldn't you side of the pitcher on a bang-bang play? You see that all the time. The guy's out there trying to umpire the game to the best of his ability, just like he's done every day for the last 23 years.
It would have been worse had he called him out and he actually was safe. That would have been worse, because then you can't overturn that. I mean, you couldn't have kept playing. So
I just think after the game, yes, it was apparent. When they come out, and I couldn't think of anything really to relate it to, but I think, it, obviously, we had the replay. He has no replay. He's standing out there with his hands on his hips, doing the same job he's done for 23 years.
And again, folks, just for your reference, and we found this out when we went to Kansas City and had Royals Affiliate Day last year or 2 years ago, they cannot replay close or controversial calls on stadium monitors per Major League Baseball and the Umpires Association. So that play, now maybe after the game, because the game's over, I don't know if it was shown, but obviously they're running back in the tunnel and they're looking at the monitors inside, and maybe you can see it out on the deck, you know, in Kansas City where they have all the, every stadium has them out there by the concession stands where it's the local
right.
broadcast, television broadcast, so they will replay it, but not on the big stadium monitor. But you could tell that the Tigers already knew by looking at that he was actually safe.
You know, watching the Royals game last night, watching the Royals game last night, 7-1 or 7-0 at that time, and they're going to the, you know, in the eighth inning, they say Joel Goldberg's got a report from us. He comes in and says, we got a perfect game going on in Detroit. Then they come back, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh no, something bad. Like, you could tell that Ryan Lefevre knew but wasn't going to say, and it was like, oh no, like, this is not what is supposed to happen.
Yeah, just Ben from Kearney on the line, guys.
Ben at 888-455-ESPN. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ben, what's up?
Now, if you're playing a Bertrand, the base runner would have let off and let himself get picked off and make a perfect game.
Oh, what happened, Daddy?
There you go. That's an excellent...
No.
We're just just a step higher. Bertrand and some old towns like Cambridge are just a little bit better than the Tigers.
It still would have went as a hit. It still would have went as a hit, no matter what.
Oh, it would have, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if he'd rounded first and got tagged, he still...
He would have faced the minimum, but it would have been a hit.
Oh, darn. Okay.
I'm not going to say anything about Bertrand education right there. No, thanks, Ben, for the call. And that's our Ace Hardware, Bull or No Bull. And you know what? I guess if you think you have an argument on the side of this, you just stand and we should move on. You know, you're more than free to email us. You're more than free to give us a call. I'm not going to agree with you. I can't see any way that I would. But it is our Ace Hardware, Bull or No Bull question. The question or the statement is, last night's error in judgment by the umpire should be overturned. Major League Baseball should step in and overturn last night's call and award Galarraga the perfect game. Our Bull or No Bull brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island, where you can cut your mowing time in half with Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower. Plus at Ace, all power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Backing it with service after the sale. Free in-town delivery, Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney and Grand Island.
You think Jim Joyce did baseball some good last night, freely admitting that he was wrong and showing the emotion he did when he...
Now, again, you watch... You talked about what happened after the game with the Tigers coming out and getting in his face. Jim Joyce immediately was yelling at whoever was yelling at him when he called him safe because they were upset. You know, he's pointing at the dugout, and you could see him mouth the words, BS... And then not the abbreviated portion, during this, and this is while the game's going on. Then I think when he found out he blew the call, he really didn't say much. He took it in. He said a word, maybe like I know. I don't know what happened after that. But I think somewhere in that next 2 minutes, he found out officially that he was wrong.
No, when he did come out, it took a... Well, it's just so obvious, and when you see it on the replay, it is by a third of a step, and it's not really, you know, there's a lot more bangers showing Don Dinger's call right now on Sports, and they're going back, and this is what...
Oh, he's so safe. It's unbelievable.
That was a great call. That was a great call. Thank God. We never won one.
We'd be in Cubland. 888-455-ESPN. Coming up on the show today, we're going to give away some tickets to Paul and Joyce. Our favorite little duo from Lincoln is going to be at Shooters in Kearney tonight, starting their performance at around 9 o'clock. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Paul and Joyce from Sidetracks. If you don't know who they are, they're Husker fans through and through, and they'll play a few songs, maybe a couple of them a little bit on the naughty side, but they're all in good, clean fun, and it's fun, and it's fun, and it's fun. And Paul and Joyce come out Thursday night. It's going to be an outstanding night. I mean, I wish I could pimp all of the sponsors on this show tonight because I've got my game plan. I've got my game plan of... If things, and of course, now that everybody at the radio station knows I have a game plan, they'll do their best to muck it for the rest of the day. But I've got a game plan, actually, for the rest of the day, so we'll see how it works.
And if you're Craig James and you're traveling through the area, you'd love to just stop by and see.
Yeah, it may involve, you know, some bacon wrapped shrimp. I don't know. I mean, I got a whole bunch of things going on here. I just got a lot of things going on, and I'm looking forward to seeing Paul and Joyce tonight, and we'll talk more about that. Also, Daddy, we could sit here and talk the whole hour about that call. I think we're on the same page.
I just hated. Somehow word got down, whether it was via replay. You know, you don't know from a dugout. The umpire probably, you know, obviously had one of the better views of it. You're in the Tigers dugout. I don't know, immediately you went, okay, you can disagree with that call, but do you know 100% that it was right or wrong call? No. Word trickled down. I just hated the confrontation after the game when people had to be separated. When I did that just disgusted me a little bit.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Go kick the umpire's ass?
Well, that's exactly right. And I couldn't think of anything you could relate it to. I mean, it's one of those deals where somebody's going to feel bad enough. And I don't know if you got a buddy that does something with the law and he drives under suspended license or something, and he feels bad enough about it. It feels bad enough about it already. And then you go and you start screaming at the guy about it. That's the only thing I can think of.
888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Here's Sean from Holdridge.
Hey, Sean, what's going on in Dusterland?
Oh, not a lot. How you guys doing?
Well, we seem to be fairly calm today.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, I was thinking about this a little bit, and I think it's a good thing. You know, the Big 12 football officials need a summer gig, so obviously they got one.
you got my heart to skip a beat there a little bit, Sean. That's
I thought I maybe would.
That's a good point, buddy. Hey, we always appreciate the call. Enjoy the day. Yeah, wow. Yikes. Wow. Ow. Wow. Yeah, they got replay in college football. I guess you can do it in Major League Baseball.
Now, you're certainly not in favor of reversing every close play that...
No, it's...
I mean, I don't know how far...
Just take it for what it is, Tony. I mean, take it for what it is. This is a reversible call, like I said.
No doubt about it.
Like I said, you can play a game under protest, and if they botch something in the fifth inning of a 5-4 game, that's one thing. The game's over as soon as he makes the correct call. There is no what if, oh, we can't, oh, blah, blah, blah. This opens up the Pandora's box, as Colin Coward said right before our program today. It just doesn't. So just do the right thing. I want to talk a little bit about Ken Griffey Jr. When you think Ken Griffey Jr., I mean, outside of him coming, I mean, he's my age, a couple years maybe younger, a little bit older than you. When the baseball card came out, it started Upper Deck's company.
I was just going to say, I mean, you had to get the Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card.
I mean, it was like $40 immediately to get that, and then it went to Mint 89, something like that. And how sweet his swing was, coming right out of high school, then going to Seattle, which a lot of people, you know, didn't know much about. Alex Rodriguez and him starting all of that. But then it wasn't even a hit of his or a catch of his.
The wrist and the wall.
That's your first.
That's what I think of.
No.
That's what I go with.
That's a great one. The catches he made. I got to see him play with his father at Royal Stadium with Seattle. They hit back-to-back home runs. I think it was against the Angels on the road. They showed those highlights. But, Daddy, because it combines two great moments. One, Ken Griffey Jr. at the top of his game at full speed. And two, well, the 1980s.
They could win it with Junior's speed, the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line, down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
As the Mariners beat the Yankees in Game 5 of the 1995 American League Division Series in the Kingdom, where I remember at the time the story was talking about the decibel level being that of an airport, of being where the plane is landing outside in that Kingdom, one of the most goosebump, hair-raising, and I mean, yes, even better if you hate the Yankees like I do, but even if you just... It was just a great baseball game. Randy Johnson's on this team. He comes in relief. Blackjack McDowell has him down in the count. And Martinez, Edgar Martinez, rips it down the third baseline. And then when they show Griffey between second and third, that is athlete. That is athlete.
You're talking 1995. He led them 21-9 down the stretch to get into that.
That was the year he broke his wrist, too, Daddy, the wall and didn't get back until August, but then scored probably the biggest run in Seattle Mariner franchise history.
And he hit just shy of 400 in that series versus the Yankees, I believe 391. So he did it. I mean, it wasn't a fluke that he was on base to get in and score that run.
But two huge stories in baseball yesterday, and I mean that's what I remember about Griffey. It's unfortunate that he went to Cincinnati, played on a team that couldn't win, got hurt. He was hurt so much. I agree with a lot of the guys that are my age that I've been listening to in the last, you know, whatever it's been, 18 hours since this has come out. I think he was the best player of our era. You know, Barry Bonds is Barry Bonds. I think without the steroids, I still take Ken Griffey Jr. as the best player of our era.
You know, he was put to do it under the pressure he did, too, from the day he stepped into the league. until really he finished. He was going to have that press conference yesterday morning, but he was taking a nap in the clubhouse and missed
that one. Hey, whoa. So he's going to retire, is what you say. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the Cox Classic on the nationwide tour and the exemptions and a couple of other stories going around that. It's coming up at the end of July.
Also, Dayton Moore's plan coming together, the process. Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike here to get you off the fence. We've been telling you about P90X. Now, the weather has turned nice. It is time to do this. And you can't lose with our risk-free 90-day trial offer at ESPNradio.com/Mike.
Listen, everybody wants to work out to feel good and maybe even more importantly, to look good. Don't you want to look good after your workout? I know I've already gone down a couple of pant sizes from 42 to 38. But over the last couple of weeks, I was in Cleveland, my hometown. I can't begin to tell you how impressed everybody was with the way I looked. I got compliment after compliment, and baby, that's what it's all about.
And for me, look, I know how you feel. Before we started, I was apprehensive. I didn't think it could possibly make that much difference. I was wrong. It works. I look and I feel better than I ever have. You will, too, if you try it today. One of two ways. Call 1-800-MIKE-910. That's 800-645-3910. Or go to ESPNradio.com/Mike. That's ESPNradio.com/Mike. Decide, commit, succeed, do it now.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We doing lunch today?
Let's do it.
Okay, Godfather's is the place to be for the new lunch buffet, served from 11 until 2, only $6.50 with salad bar.
Well, it costs a little bit more than that because you got to put about $3 in the crane game, so about $10 bill.
Well, it's like dessert for you.
There you go.
Even though they got monkey bread, you got the crane game, and have you been analyzing it lately? Are we going for something different? There's always some new toys in there for
you. The damn blue bear. His paw's still caught.
It is, huh? Man, it's at the new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street in Kearney in the Archway Plaza, and with their new huge dining rooms, well over 140 people, and you can have full catering services. They have room for your private parties, and they're open, well, basically all day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday, with delivery throughout town during the store hours, 234-9444, 234-9444, and it's not just the buffet. You want to come in and order the pizza like usual, get a calzone, they've got that all set up for you, and you can enjoy ESPN on their big screen TVs while you have lunch or dinner. It doesn't get any better than Godfather's Pizza in Kearney in their new location to the Archway Plaza, North 2nd and 42nd Street. Don't forget their lunch buffet is served 7 days a week from 11 to 2, only $6.50, 234-9444.
Wonder if Chad's ever played the crane game.
Chad Martson from the Cox Classic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know what the crane game is, Chad?
I don't know what the crane game is, but my curiosity has piqued.
Now, you know that you usually see it at the carnival games and now at your local whatever, Walmart, Walgreen, with all the stuffed animals and the little claw that tries to go down and pick them up, and then you pick it up and drop it in the slot.
Absolutely. See, yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
That's the crane game, and yes, our mid-30-year-old yes. co-host here will pump quarters and quarters and quarters into that after lunch. It is funny until it gets to be pathetic.
It's funny until there's a serious problem associated with it, right?
Until he starts pushing the machine over. Chad, it may seem funny to talk about the Cox Classic, but when it's going on 12 months a year for you folks there in the office, and I got to see your beautiful headquarters when I was down for State Track, it is one thing to just say that it's almost here. Even though it's almost 2 months away, we see a couple of announcements and two different names. I want to start there with the exemptions. One, folks will know from our listening area because he's a McCook kid, Brandon Crick, and yep. You guys always try to get a Nebraska tie-in. Then it seems like you try to bring in another name, something that's got a side story. And with Manuel Villegas, Camilo's brother, that makes an interesting 1-2 pairing. How tough is it to just get two exemptions? Talk about the process when you nail it down to just two guys every year.
Oh, it's an amazingly difficult process. It really is. I mean, you know, this year I think we got somewhere around 60 requests for four spots, two restricted and two unrestricted. The two that we're talking about today are unrestricted, which basically means anybody can, you know, you don't have to be the member of a tour or anything like that. And then, of course, the two restricted, you have to be a member of the Nationwide Tour or PGA Tour. So to pare down 60 into four spots, really, truthfully, 60 into two spots, because the vast majority of those are for the unrestricted spots. It's a very, very difficult process, and everybody that applies, you know, for the most part, has a decent, if not outstanding, resume. So sometimes it's a very, very difficult decision to make. You know, last year it was pretty easy. Tad Fujikawa, Brady Schnell, you know, they kind of both fit those bills really well. This year, it was fairly difficult in terms of local golfers. We have a lot of really great names locally, and it was even more difficult with the national names. I can't say who applied, but it's unbelievable, the list of people that apply for these spots.
Chad, when you look at other events held on the Nationwide Tour, very few stack up to the Cox Classic. What sets you apart for the most part?
You know, the biggest thing that sets us apart, truth be told, is just community support. I hate to pare it down to just that. I'd like to make it sound like I had more to do with it or our staff had more to do with it, but truth be told, it's just the Omaha community support. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, when you have a Nationwide Tour event, I mean, we're not even talking about bringing out the Tiger Woodses of the world and the Phil Mickelsons of the world, although these people that come out and play will be those guys, you know, in a year or two, and we're seeing that already. But we're not talking about bringing out those big names. We're talking about bringing out, for the most part, you know, guys that you may have heard of, may not have heard of, you know, kind of middle of the road golfers. When you can bring out 100,000 people to watch those guys play, you know, you've got tremendous community support, and we do. I mean, we just have amazing support from local businesses, from, you know, Cox and Lexus, and the list goes on, to just people that come out and watch golf. I mean, Omaha is a go out and watch stuff kind of a town. I mean, you see that with the College World Series. You see that even with Husker football driving down to Lincoln. That's what Omaha's like, and that's what Nebraska's like, really.
Chad, where did the party atmosphere, where did that idea come from?
That's a record, by the way. It only took Daddy like 3 minutes to get to the party thing. You know, that's a record.
That's pretty impressive. The restraint was unbelievable.
I don't want to talk about the exemptions. I want to talk about the tents.
I want to talk about the tent. You know, the tent has been associated with the event for, oh my gosh, it's been at least a decade, if not longer. And it kind of probably originated with Mike West, who was a tournament director, one person before me. There's only been three of me. Mike West was the first, and Mike is now at Creighton. And I believe that was his brainchild, and what a brainchild it is. It's incredible. I mean, it's actually one of the things that's the makes us the most money for our 12 charities, which is great. I mean, we're a nonprofit. That's why we exist. But it's also one of those things that just creates buzz like crazy. You know, again, Omaha likes to come out and watch an event. But you know what? They like to come out and party it up a little bit, too. So we have a great tent atmosphere of the 19th hole. We have bands Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night of the week. And it's just whoever came up with it, I believe it was Mike West, was really thinking.
We'll have to get his number, huh, Tony?
Good.
Chad Martson, the tournament director for the Cox Classic, is joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. I do want to go back because, Chad, I don't even want to disguise this as somebody texted or emailed it to me, but it was talked about on the street because people knew you guys were considering Brandon Crick, and I just want to clarify something with you guys. Brandon will come into this tournament still with amateur status?
Possibly. That decision really, for the most part, is up to Brandon. And really between Brandon and his coaches and confidants and family and what he wants his career path to take, he could stay amateur for as long as he wants to stay amateur. The exemption was offered up to him without promise of professional status, but of course he's playing in a professional event and has an opportunity to make some serious cash. So you know, I would imagine that decision will maybe lean towards the professional angle.
Well, I know that would make a lot of people happy. What did you have to weigh that part in? Because I guess as great as everybody wants to see Brandon in there, if an amateur's in, he still is taking a spot from somebody else. So did that weigh in at all?
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does. Some events on our tour have that as part of their, I don't know, their standard format. Like, for instance, Columbus, Nationwide Children's Hospital Open in Columbus, offers up, I think, 12 or 14 spots to college golfers. So right off the bat, they're taking them out of the field, and that's kind of understood. So the tour players don't really get upset about it because it doesn't actually take money off the plate. What happens is if you say you'd go out and win $10,000 as an amateur, that money just gets dispersed, you know, amongst the people that would finish behind you. So really, it doesn't take money off the plate. What it does, though, is it takes a spot away from somebody. And you know as well as I do, in golf, sometimes it's just about, you know, striking while the iron's hot. And if you take a spot away from somebody that's hot and happens to be a professional, then you do take money off the table and food off the table for their family. So it's one of those kind of, you know, tour players get it, you know, locals get a little more of a, you know, of a pass on that one if they're an amateur. But we really do try to stick to it being a professional event. I mean, it is something that we take pretty seriously. And for the most part, I mean, we take a look at the whole situation. It's not just whether they're amateur or pro. It's how are they playing at the time, how big of a name are they locally, how much talent do they have, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Brandon was pretty much 5 stars across the board. So he was a fairly, it was a difficult decision to choose the player. But, you know, when we chose him, amateur kind of went out the window, and it was a pretty easy decision.
Chad, there will also be some tournaments leading up to this, which gives pros an opportunity to get in. Former pro here at the Country Club in Kearney, John Peterson, was able to get into the tournament and actually made the cut, made a little bit of money last year. How many of those tournaments are there?
You know, there's quite a few. The Nebraska section of the PGA does kind of a year-long points race, and that's how John got in last year. And that comprises several events. You have to be a member of the Nebraska PGA, so a club pro, a teaching pro, something like that. Across the board. That's how John got in. But there are also several other events as well. You can get into our event a number of ways. You could top 25 your way in. So the week previous to us, which I believe is Columbus, actually, that I brought up before, if you finish top 25 in that event, you get into our event automatically. Another way to get in would be to play your way onto the tour. So in other words, we have reshuffles all year long. If you win enough money, I believe the magic number is right around $55,000. If you win $55,000 or thereabouts, you get your card. So you could be accepted into our event that way. And then additionally, we have a Monday qualifier as well. So the Monday, I believe it's July 26th off the top of my head, we have a Monday qualifying event. It's actually at 2 courses, so we have spots for about 312 golfers. If you shoot one of the top 7 at each course, so 14 total spaces, you get into our event. So there's a number of ways to play your way into our event, even though we're not considered a quote-unquote open.
Just a couple of minutes left with Chad Martin, tournament director for the Cox Classic, and it's going to stay the Cox Classic for another couple of years as some contract renewals. It's going to be the Cox Classic. It's going to be at Champions Run. That has to make you guys happy.
Very happy. Can't tell you how happy about that we are. I mean, Cox has been just an unbelievable supporter. In fact, they've been involved in the event for, I think, 8 years now. So to have them, you know, guaranteed to be back on board is just fantastic. And then, of course, Champions. I mean, we've never known another course. So, you know, for us to pick up and move to another course would not only be, you know, arduous, but it's just not something we'd look forward to or really want to do at all. I mean, Champions knows how to do it. They do it right, and they got fantastic facility and staff. So it to have both of those, and then also to have, you know, sponsors like First National Bank came back for another 3 years this year, and you know, of course, Lexus is in this year, and et cetera, the list goes on. The corporate support is just amazing.
You use the word arduous. I got to write that one down.
Go get your list.
Arduous. I'm sorry to talk about a tent party and then use the word arduous in the same conversation.
Chad, something that I was unaware of, and I would have to think the vast majority of people are unaware of when talking with you and Barry via the email, is that the Golf Channel will not be televising the event this year, but after the initial shock of that, you actually paid the Golf Channel or the tournament paid the Golf Channel to come in. Is that the case every week, and what happened?
That is the case every week. The model within golf, with a very few exceptions like the Masters and other majors and that kind of thing, is that the tournament themselves actually pay whoever it is that's covering the event. So when you see an event on CBS or Golf Channel or whatever, that tournament's footing the bill, typically. And that's been our model for years and years and years. The number just finally grew to a point where, I think I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're a nonprofit. Everything we make at the end of the day goes back to our 12 charities. You know, if we pay $280,000, which, by the way, was the number this year, if we pay that amount of money, well, that money just comes right out of our nonprofit, you know, our mission. So it was one of those things where it's a tough decision. The Golf Channel is great for us. It's great for Nebraska. You know, it's great for tourism. There's really no downside to having it on the Golf Channel other than that check. So when you take a look at the money, you know, I hate to say it was a no-brainer, but it really kind of was. You know, it's one of those decisions you make for business reasons that stink, but you got to do it.
Well, you know, the good thing is, Chad, the Doug and Daddy Show does not require that kind of a check to come down.
That's good news.
That's real good news. Just a few beverages in the tank.
that we can take care of. We've got plenty of beverages.
Chad, again, I don't think we touched on it, but the exact dates, what's going on leading up to that. You've got the pro-ams. Let the folks know about how they can get tickets and all the specifics for Cox Classic Week.
Absolutely. The week actually starts off on July 25th, which I believe is Monday. That's our Creighton University College of Business Pro-Am. Then Tuesday we have a kids' day from 10 till noon. It's actually free for kids and their folks. We'll have a clinic. We'll have autograph signing, that kind of thing. Wednesday is another pro-am. First National Bank of Omaha is our Wednesday pro-am sponsor. We have quite a few groups that go off that day, about 52 groups, you know, all corporate sponsored. So if any corporations out there, you know, want to sponsor a group, that's great. They just need to contact us at coxclassic.com. Wednesday night is when the tent party starts. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about that, right?
Right.
That's when we start there, and Finest Hour is our band Wednesday night. Thursday is tournament play, starts, you know, bright and early at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it'll probably go through to about 7:30 at night. So Thursday and Friday are a couple of long days. Thursday night is actually, next, tent event, and our band that evening is Lemon Fresh Day.
Oh,
Friday is more tournament play.
Great.
Friday night. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They're great. Absolutely. One of my favorites.
Yeah, Lemon Fresh does a really good job. They're kind of almost becoming our Thursday night mainstay, really. But they bring out a great crowd, and they're just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Friday is tournament play again, 7 to about 7:30 at night, you know, give or take. And then Friday night, we're having the band Cordis play. Cordis is a local band, relatively new, I believe, but just fantastic talent. Saturday, the cut will be made, so the hours of the tournament will be a little bit different. We'll reduce the field to 60 in ties. So we'll probably go off around 9 o'clock in the morning, get done about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Saturday night, we actually have two bands going. From about last putt drop to about 7:30, 8 o'clock, we'll have a band called Velvet Crush. And then after that, about 8 o'clock, 8:30, Grand Theft Girlfriend, which is probably the greatest band name ever, I think, maybe created. And then Sunday, of course, and then fireworks show. The Emmanuel Villages fireworks show is that evening. Starts usually around 10 or 10:30, and that's really open to the public. Anybody that can see it can enjoy it. Just something that we like to do for the community. And then Sunday is the last round of play. We'll start, you know, around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and go through to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, trophy presentation, and then we get to take a nap, which is just great.
Well, Chad, I'm sure we'll be chatting plenty of times between now and the tournament event. I know we're going to have some giveaways here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll work on getting the show down there on that Thursday and Friday.
That'd be fantastic. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on today, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do, Chad. Chad Martinson, the tournament director for the Cox Classic here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. We will take it. I'm excited.
It's a month and 3 weeks away.
It's fun. It's just fun times. It's going to be right after our coverage of Big 12 Media Days. It's going to get crazy there in July. Again, we'll do our 12 schools in 12 days as we preview the Big 12 Football Conference. Then we'll go to Media Days in Dallas, Texas, July 26th through the 28th. Come back. We're hoping to go to Omaha on the nationwide tour event at the Cox Classic right when we come back. And just keep everyone informed. Hope you enjoy it. If you do, shoot us an email. We'd love to continue to follow some of the sports that are going on in the state of Nebraska. While you're out there, Daddy, all these places you go, you got your phone, you got your iPod, you're traveling, you're throwing it in your luggage, you're putting it in your pocket, you're trying to keep it safe. Well, there's one way to do that. You go to K-Space, the largest cell phone accessory company in the Midwest, which is open in Kearney on 2nd Avenue, just south of 39th Street. You have proven that the OtterBox on my phone can take you standing on it. Quit doing it. I mean, folks, he is actually standing 1 foot on my cell phone. He actually is doing it. That is We need sports science to find out how much force that has to be. It's got to be like Sue standing on my phone. But that's how good it is at K-Space. Cases for your BlackBerry, LG, Droid, Motorola, Samsung, and HTC, including top-of-the-line construction-grade Otter cases like I have on my phone. You'll find all other accessories for cell phones as well, like lanyard carrying straps, headphones, screen protectors, charms, chargers, Bluetooth. The kids need something neat. Maybe you need to keep up with the kids with something neat. They've got it there for you. Plus, if you need something for your MP3 or any of your electronic products, they can help you out. K-Space has it all for your cell phone and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, Sundays, noon to 6, or you can check them out online, kspace.com. They're located on 2nd Avenue, just south of 39th Street. They're in the strip mall just north of the North Dairy Queen in Kearney. We'll take a break. Joe DiMeo is on the line. We'll have him in just a moment.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Lincoln, there's only one singing duo to see, and that's Paul and Joyce from Sidetracked. Well, you don't have to wait until fall to hear them again, because tonight they're at Shooters.
I know your friends tell you I'm a clown.
Playing your favorite Husker melodies and a few fun songs as well. It's Paul and Joyce from Sidetracked tonight at Shooters in Kearney. So grab your friends and come out for the show. Paul and Joyce tonight at 9 at Shooters in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, plenty of sunshine for your Thursday forecast. South winds 5 to 15 with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight's skies become partly to mostly cloudy, breezy. South winds 58 for your low. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 72.
Show, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Thursday. That means Joe DiMeo. We'll talk to him in a moment about baseball, but I want to talk to you about Misco Sports and Baseball. Open 7 days a week for your convenience.
I got to jump in here.
What?
I think this is Grand Theft Girlfriend, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez. It could be. It could be, playing with the Cox Classic. Misco Sports open until 8 o'clock every Thursday night for your convenience. The baseball and softball seasons are underway. If the cleats aren't going to make it through, if maybe you need a new hat, maybe you need a new travel bag or just something to put your gear in, Misco's can help you out. And they've got all the brand names from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Also, if you're out running around trying to exercise, and I would like to congratulate the very healthy and fit folks I did see running around this morning. I think maybe they got those shorts at Misco Sports. hey, go in, get your wife, get your husband, get your kids, get whatever you need. They've got the hats. They've got Husker gear. If you're going into camp for volleyball or basketball, you know, it may be off-season, but not at Misco's. Misco's has all the gear you need, whatever the sport is. Misco's Sports on the Brinks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open late tonight. Got some emails I want to get to the Dent Popper inbox because I want to ask Joe, obviously, the entire question of the day. Let's start with Kurt here. He says, Doug, I agree that the call should be reversed in this case, but I don't want replay in baseball. The umpires making the calls is what makes baseball exciting. With replay, Lou Piniella won't have anyone to kick dirt on. Leave replay out of the game. Now we go to Craig in Grand Island. I believe the umps on the field should have conferenced and overturned the call then and there. When I umped high school ball, except for ties going to the runner, if it's close, it is a strike or it is an out to move the games along. If I was umping, there is no way in hell I would have called him safe. It was anywhere close. This is another example of the umps getting attention, only he wasn't ready for this. Joe West can go, you know, do things to himself because I see umps refuse to call strike three.
Appreciate the emails.
So Joe DeMayo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us. Joe, you're an avid baseball fan. What did you think about the call last night, and what do you think should be done?
It's a horrible call, obviously, guys. How you guys doing, by the way? It's
doing great.
An absolutely horrible call. He was safe by a foot and a half, but that's not the first call that I've ever seen that an umpire has missed. And sure, it happened during a perfect game and all that stuff that goes with it, but what makes it any different than any other call that's been missed by every other umpire that's ever umpired this game? As much as I would like to give Galarraga a perfect game and all that, I don't think it fits the model of baseball. And baseball is a game of umpire intervention, always has been. I differ a little bit from the first email. I really do think they should employ some form of instant replay, but I don't think they would do it in the case of out calls at bases. So you may not have covered it anyway, but I think in this day and age, I think they should get it right. Football gets it right. They work hard to get it right. Maybe the manager should have one or two challenges. Certainly that would have been perfect for Leland to throw a flag and say, let's look at that one. There are some good ways to do it. You don't want to, you know, I like football's approach. You know, you get two shots at it. If you get them right, you get one more. If you don't, you just get two. And I don't think it would prolong the game precipitously. And what's the difference between a game going 245 and 255? What's the difference? Just get it right. Let's have the proper outcome on the field. But the way it's structured right now, I don't think you can go back and give Galarraga a perfect game, even though he certainly earned it.
Joe DeMayo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, we're a third of the way through the baseball season today for most teams. If the drafts all started over today, is there a clear-cut number one, or would it still be the same number one?
No, it would still be Albert, but... you know, even if you start today, you could just assume that he'll be a monster from here on out. The real question would be at number two. Would Hanley still be a clear-cut number two? And that's questionable, especially with the year Ryan Braun's having and some of the other guys out there. But there are certain guys like Ty Wigginton and Kelly Johnson and, players of that ilk who would absolutely, Casey McGeehee, who would absolutely be drafted, in earlier rounds, did not draft it at all, and that's what would really change. It wouldn't change too much of the top 10 because you're only a third way of the season through, and you still recognize that teams still have 120 games to play like that. You know, 100 plus games to play like that, and so it still wouldn't deter you from taking, Hanley Ramirez or Ryan Howard or Prince Fielder. Or any of those guys who have plenty of time to turn it around. But what it would change is the middle to background to the draft where pitchers like John Eli and Jason Vargas in Seattle and Doug Fister all would be drafted, and where guys like maybe Beckett and Petey, would be falling into the 15th or 16th rounds.
Joe DeMayo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, I don't think the retirement of Ken Griffey Jr. is going to have a major impact on anybody's fantasy league. But, again, a name I see out there, and I see it on your report today, is Trevor Hoffman. Is his career over, too?
Well, You know, when he got, I mean, he had three perfect appearances, perfect, but I mean by that, he wasn't scored upon. And then he just gets absolutely blown up by the Marlins. Three runs, five hits, and in a non-safe situation, so you couldn't say it was a game, you know, changing decision. But if you look at it, the game was tied 3-3. It was a game-changing type of approach. And, you know, Axford came in last night, got another save, got a four-out save. Looks to me like Trevor Hoffman is going to be middle relief or released by the Brewers. I can't imagine that you're going to entrust him with that job with an 11 ERA, you know, numerous blown saves, and this last debacle in a tie game now. Ken Mocker seems to be a very loyal kind of guy to me. He may throw him out there in some non-safe situations again to see if he can regain some of the luster that is Trevor Hoffman, but right now, I think any chance of him being a closer in the next month or two is pretty slim, unless there's a major injury to this young fella, Axford.
People have gobbled up the talent out there. Everybody's waiting for the next go of these players that will be called up. Michael Stanton, I don't proclaim to know much about the minor leagues and what goes on there. The kid's hit 88 home runs the last 3 years. If you picked up a USA Today, there's a remarkable Ruthian story about this kid in there. How good can he be, and can he be that good immediately, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the question. You know, the question is, I mean, Buster Posey just got called up as well. Jason Hayward's having a, you know, substantive year. Hayward, Strasburg, Stanton, and Posey by far were the top four guys in the minor leagues. Hayward's doing great. Posey's doing great. Strasburg will be up, you know, next week, and Stanton imminently. I think, look, he's got 20 home runs at the minor league level. He's prodigious. His power's prodigious. So, you know, I think when you look around the Marlins outfield, you know, with Mabe and Cody Ross, you know, and Coughlin, none of those outfields. Ross is hitting about 290, but it's kind of a soft 290, but he is hitting 290. I don't want to minimize that. Mabe's in the 220s. Coughlin is scuffling all year. He's hitting about 240 now, so he's starting. The real question is, where do they plug him in? How many ABs does he get? Do they trust him for a 20-game span, or you're going to play him two, sit him two? I think what might happen is what happened to Posey. Posey came up. His first game, he was like 3-for-4, 4-for-4, and knocked him, you know, 3 or 4 runs. And they had not been able to get him out of the lineup. The last night was his sixth consecutive start at first base. If Stanton comes up, he's going to be given a couple of starts, let's face it. If he comes out of the gate good, there's an excellent chance that he'll you know, just earn his way into the lineup. But much like Posey, I think he's going to have to hit early and often to get that consistent, you know, ABs where he can prove out to the extent that you know, he's a terrific player. And I think he's going to be good, though. I just don't know the extent.
Joe DeMaio from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Let's go to Jack in Pleasanton to the Den Popper email inbox. Sorry, Jack wants to know, it looks like he's got some injuries. Is there a catcher out there he can pick up right now, Joe?
Well, you know, I'd have to. It really would depend on you know, his free agent, and I'll just have to kind of take a kind of a guess based on my knowledge of free agency. You know, which catchers might be available to be picked up, but. There are a couple of guys who have come back recently. Chris Iannetta starting to hit the ball okay, although he is a an absolute positive you know, in a platoon situation with Miguel Olivo. John Jaso has been, you know, very, very solid. Francisco Cervelli has been good. Even with Posada back, I think Cervelli's going to get 3-4 games a week. Then you got the old standbys. You got the Pudge Rodriguez, even though he's on the DL. John Buck has been doing much better this season. Carlos Ruiz is probably sitting there. Ronnie Paulino. I'd have to have the whole list, but if I went top to bottom, I'd probably opt for Jaso or Cervelli if they were available.
I got another email from Mark in Minden, a loyal listener to the show here. We'll let you get out. It's actually a football question. Mark goes, all right, it's June, and I need to start studying for my football draft in August. He says, how is the departure of Kurt Warner going to affect the production of Bolden and Fitzgerald? Well, one of them's gone, Mark, so it's only going to affect the production of one of them. But I guess maybe you can talk about what Bolden and Fitzgerald will do in the upcoming year.
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and Bolden's gone to a better place. From his point of view, Flacco has more ability than Matt Leinart. Bolden will be featured. Mason will take a little bit of heat off him. You got to like Anquan Bolden this year as being a number one finally and in a decent situation with an offense that has an extraordinary running game. So there won't be if they bring that safety up, Bolden's going to have terrific coverage, especially across the field. Terrific receiver. Larry Fitzgerald has to be affected by the absence of Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was one of the most accurate passers that's ever lived. Forget about just of our era. He's a tremendous receiver. He's going to be the hot receiver with Bolden not there. Breston and those guys will take some of the heat, but Larry Fitzgerald is the man. He's not, you can't cover Larry Fitzgerald. It's just a matter of Ken Lyon to get him the ball at the right time in the right place. And, we just published our preliminary player rankings, fantasy football preliminary player rankings last week. So it is fortuitous that we're starting to get football questions. And, you guys can either go to GrandmasterFantasyFootball.com, GrandmasterFantasyFootball.com and get them there, or go to the old standby FantasyPlayersEdge.com and get them there. But the football rankings guys are up, and we always love football questions.
You're the best as always, Joe. We'll see you next week.
And you guys are fabulous. Have a great week. Look forward to catching up next week. And very good care.
Take care, Joe. Joe DeMeo. Catch it all at FantasyPlayersEdge.com, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. What you can catch tonight is the world-famous Paul and Joyce from Sidetracks in Lincoln making a one-night appearance only because, wow, do they, well, that's all we can handle, isn't it? They're going to be at Shooters in downtown Kearney, 9 o'clock tonight. We want to get you and one of your pals, or you and the wife, or you and the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, we want to get you in.
Two girlfriends? Oh, yeah.
Huh, I wonder if they would be sidetracked V's or S's. I don't know which one they would be, but folks, it's worth it. It's fun. It is just flat out fun. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got two sets of two passes. We're going to give them away to callers number 5 and caller number 6. I don't want you to have to know anything because most of the folks at their concerts don't. So, 888-455-3776, caller 5, caller 6. You get a pair of passes to see Paul and Joyce at Shooters tonight. We'll be back. I've got some more breaking news after this.
Today, I thought it'd be nice to have a bit of music while we talk about Geico's great savings. So I made a little mixtape for you, if you don't mind. For over 70 years, Geico has been saving millions of people money on their car insurance. We're talking savings of 15% or more. So just sit back and relax knowing that Geico's... Oh, I forgot that was on there.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dirt. It's the enemy. Too much of it in your engine can shorten its life. Get more performance out of your engine with a Fram Extra Guard Air Filter, your first line of defense against dirt. Change to the air filter that gives you 2 times the engine protection versus the average of leading standard retail brands. Fram, the dirt stops here. Based on Honeywell testing under ISO 50011, visit Fram.com for details on Fram engine protection and to get $2 off a Fram Extra Guard Air Filter by mail through October 31st, 2010.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259. Where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Farmers and ranchers, your days are getting longer and tougher. But Kearney Yamaha will ease your workload with the new Yamaha Grizzly 700. Featuring fuel injection, a fully automatic transmission, independent rear suspension, and four-wheel disc brakes, the Grizzly 700 will make irrigating and moving cattle much easier.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. We can save you over $1,000 on a new Yamaha Grizzly 700. So hurry in to Kearney Yamaha today.
ATVs are recommended only for use by those 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Congratulations to Dave and Minden and to Dave and Kozak. They're going to go see Paul and Joyce tonight. Sidetrack band going to be at Shooters, 9 o'clock. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Before that, I'm going to the Courtyard for some bacon-wrapped shrimp. Why not? It was beautiful last night. It's starting to finally maybe get there. They've got entertainment out back to get you through the happy hour. And it's just hardly can put into words the great atmosphere at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and then on beautiful summer nights to go out after work and enjoy a beverage of your choice with your friends. They've got the prime rib sandwich. They've got burgers off the grill, but the bacon-wrapped shrimp, I mean, that's just what you do. That's just what you do. You wash it back with whatever you want. You enjoy the music that's going on out there almost every night of the week, Tuesday through Saturday. It's Mike and the gang there do such a great job.
Check out the new bathrooms as well. Sometimes in the afternoon, I just stop by there for a couple hours, bring three papers in. I just camp out in there for a while. It's so nice.
The air conditioning is good Perfect. For you. You know, I don't doubt that for some reason. I just don't doubt that.
It used to be the library.
Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Well, there's a lot more cool refreshments at Cunningham's. Check out the Courtyard tonight. Then it's hit Paul and Joyce. And have a great time in Kearney, folks. Be safe. And we want to see you again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've made our predictions on the NBA Finals and a couple of stories that have come across. Congratulations. Well, I love playing this, too.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
UNK's Dane Toby has been named the National Track Field Athlete of the Year. They pick one for the guys on the track. They pick one for the field athletes. And Dane Toby of UNK, outstanding. He is the first RMAC athlete, male or female, to ever win the Field Athlete of the Year. NCAA Division II champ of the shot put, winning by over 3 feet. 62 feet, 7 1/4 inches, school record. He also ended the season as the divisional leader in the discus, 186 feet, 10 inches. Toby finished 9th in that event at the national championships. He was the RMAC champion of the discus and shot, as well as the Drake Relays College Division shot put champion. And right out of Waco, Nebraska, Dane Toby, a junior, is your national male track athlete of the year.
All right, I told you about Dayton Moore's process earlier. Everything is coming together, just as Dayton Moore had foreseen.
Will we hear more about this? Royals baseball, 12:35 pregame coming up on ESPN. They're going to talk more about it?
Well, I would think so. This is just left-handed pitcher Danny Duffy. He left the club March 24th, needed some personal time. They gave it to him. Well, he's reported to the Royals' Surprise Arizona spring training complex. He was 9-3. With just under a 3 ERA for High A Wilmington, Delaware last year. Did not allow a run in 2/3 of an inning in the All-Star Futures game in July of last year. There's the prospect that we've all been waiting for to make that 2020 run for the Kansas City Royals all the way to the World Series. There you go. You heard it here first.
Well, remember,
Danny Duffy back. Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke some time. And look what he does. Wins you a Cy Young.
Danny Duffy. Remember him. They're going to call him Double D's.
Wayne State, 14th, UNO, 23rd in the final Division II National Softball Poll. Paul Myers waiting until tomorrow to get results from 20,000 Nebraska football season ticket holders to gauge their interest for adding more suites and additional club and stadium seating at Memorial Stadium. What do you think about that?
How much is enough? How we need to build 100,000 on it? We have something pretty special right now with the sellout streak. I don't know how big you want to make it.
Exactly. You are exactly right. I agree with you. Also, congratulations to UNK. They are the second friendliest group in all of the RMAC. Colorado Christian wins the Sportsmanship Cup. UNK is second. They vote the players, the fans, the staff, and the coaches. UNK staff got the highest rating.
All right, Steve Amundsen.
See, that's, you know, Broderson. That's Yazvac. That's all the guys and gals up there behind the scenes.
Steve and Barb, Mighty Idy.
Their coaches were second. Can you believe that? Loper coaches second.
Well, Daryl said some things he probably shouldn't have.
The fans were also second. For some reason, the fans' marks across the board aren't as high as some of the others. And also second as far as the players. So Christian was first in three of the four categories. UNK was second in all four categories. So congratulations there. And there may not have been a perfect game last night in Detroit, but there was a perfect game in Norfolk. Grand Island, Wells Fargo's Kyle Simmons shut down Norfolk 13-0 in a perfect game. Five innings at the Legion level.
Attaboy, Kyle put the dog in the basket.
That's 15 up, 15 down. Feel that. So, congratulations one final time here. Roger Harms of Grand Island won the 65 and over division of the Nebraska Senior Amateur Golf Championships and overall 12th out of a field of 84 at Arbor Links in Nebraska City.
That's the one you brought to its knees, wasn't it, Arbor Links? Or you had trouble there, didn't you?
That is a tough course. You have to you have to hit it to areas, and I hit it to areas.
Woo! They were the wrong areas.
Two more recruits for the Husker football team. A four-star recruit here in Tevin Mitchell out of Texas. He's a corner, 6'1", 75, so obviously going to grow a little bit. But he had offers from Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Iowa, Texas Tech, and then Stanley Jean-Baptiste.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he in that racing movie you
liked?
Yeah,
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, that's who Ricky Bobby went after. 6'3", 205-pound wide receiver, plans to be here by next month. He's been at Fort Scott Community College the last year, was going to go to Colorado, but to fail to qualify.
Well,
how hard is it to qualify to get into Colorado?
Well,
evidently he didn't have a good enough hemp stash. But anyway, he will be coming to Nebraska. The Huskers, according to Rivals, have four-star players for you folks that think that's a big deal. Ninth commitment for 2011.
Yeah, they wanted him to come earlier, but they had to get him off the nicotine. He's smoking those foot-long cigarettes. They're really tiny.
UNK head wrestling coach Mark Bauer has announced the names of five Nebraska high school seniors who will take to the mats for the Lopers this upcoming season. And our Loper Link, we didn't do it yesterday because we were on the road, but our Loper Link is always brought to you by the College Store. Check them out, thecollegestore.com. They're just south, of course, of the Health and Sports Center. And by Russ Smith and Charter West National Bank, you have the reasons they have the loans. Tanner Sturgeon of Cozad, Nick Ridgeway, Columbus, Nate Westerby, Grand Island, Matt Oliver, Auburn, and Millard North's Matt Lana are all going to be coming to UNK to help further this outstanding program. So you got wrestlers coming in. You got track kids that are winning national awards, and it's just going pretty well. And they're the second friendliest group in all of the conference.
Except for the teachers. They're the friendliest.
I'll tell you what. Hastings and UNK overall, man, what a year they have had. We want to thank Chad Martinson, the tournament director of the Cox Classic Nationwide Tour event in Omaha, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com for joining us as well. More talk tomorrow about the Big 12 meetings and what's going on down there. Daddy won't be here. I won't know what to do with myself. Cattleman's Ball coming up this weekend. The Classic Golf Tournament's tomorrow. And don't forget as well, as we get out of here, visitation for Guy Murray is tonight from 4 to 7 at Horner Liskey. And also the funeral is tomorrow at 10:30. So we'll talk a little bit more about the coach tomorrow on the show. Daddy, good luck at your fishing tournament this weekend.
All right. Hey, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll be listening. I just won't be here. And then we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, Senator Bradson, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
Have fun with the band this weekend. You're getting back together.
Oh, all right. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.